And into the ring stepped a man who looked as big as a giant. He wore flesh-colored tights and had a leopard skin draped around his stomach. He bowed to the audience and looked very pleased with himself. "Look at these muscles," said the ringmaster, and squeezed the mighty Adolf's arm, where the muscles stood out like balls under the skin. "And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special invitation for you. Who will challenge the mighty Adolf in a wrestling match? Which of you dares to try his strength against the world's strongest man? $100 for anyone who can conquer the mighty Adolf. $100, ladies and gentlemen. Think of that. Who will be the first to try?" Nobody came forth.
"What did he say?" asked Pippi.
"He says that anybody who can lick that big man will get $100, answered Tommy.
"I can," said Pippi. "But I think it would be too bad to, because he looks nice."
"Oh, no, you couldn't," said Annika. "He's the strongest man in the world."
"Man, yes," said Pippi. "But I'm the strongest girl in the world, remember that."
Meanwhile, the mighty Adolf was lifting heavy iron weights and bending thick iron rods in the middle just to show how strong he was.
"Oh, come now, ladies and gentlemen," cried the ringmaster. "Is there really nobody here who wants to earn $100? Shall I really be forced to keep this myself?"
And he waved a bill in the air.
"No, that you certainly won't be forced to do," said Pippi, and stepped over the railing into the ring.